Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm dining set, which has over 700 five-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 five-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
New York is the city that never sleeps, and neither does Sal Licata. From Flushing in the Bronx to the Meadowlands and MSG, Sal sounds off on the biggest sports news of the day. Welcome to WFAN Daily with Sal Licata.
Pete Hoffman filling in for Sal Licata on WFAN Daily. And on this episode, the MLB All-Star snubs. The MLB All-Star teams have been announced. The names are out there. The reserves are out there. And let's be serious. There are no snubs on this MLB roster when it comes down to the two New York teams between the Yankees and the Mets. There were two people that needed to make this All-Star game. There were two. Aaron Judge and Juan Soto, and they both made the All-Star game. Anybody else that made the All-Star team was just somebody saying like, the Mets had to have a player, so they went out and put somebody on there. I guess they felt willing enough in the for the American League to toss Clay Holmes out there, but let's be serious. Is he really an All-Star? Did he deserve that an All-Star nod over a guy like Luis Gil, who actually, up until recently, had pitched phenomenal, had pitched like an All-Star starter, okay? He should have started the All-Star game about 3 or 4 weeks ago. Things have gone downhill since then. But Clay Holmes and Pete Alonso making the All-Star game, that's absurd. That is absurd. Pete Alonso, and I'm a big Pete Alonso supporter. I think he's one of the – I think he gets a lot of slack, a lot of hate, because they just look at him and say, oh, he's just a home run hitter, and he's not really even that good of a home run hitter. And that's where a lot of the hate is. There's a better first baseman. Freddie Freeman is an amazing first baseman. No one's going to take that away, right? So how is Pete Alonso supposed to be able to compete with a guy like Freddie Freeman for the top first baseman every single year? He can't. Freddie Freeman's that good. But that doesn't take away Pete Alonso is skilled. Is he an All-Star this year? No, he is not. He had a terrible first start to the season, and he's gotten better as of lately. Again, his defense has gotten much better. No one wants to give him that credit whatsoever. But yeah, he's fine. But he's not an All-Star. And you look at Christian Walker in Arizona, and it's the clear-cut example of put these two people together. Christian Walker is having an amazing season. Pete Alonso is not. Christian Walker has better numbers up and down. Pete Alonso does not. Yet, the real reason why he is an all-star is because they need him to be in the home run derby. And let's be fair here. That does show one thing, that Pete Alonso still is a superstar and still a superstar name. It still has some buzz behind him. No matter how much some people can't stand him here in New York, Pete Alonso still has that power in baseball where you put him to headline a home run derby, people are going to watch. Okay? People are going to watch that. You might think that he's not an all-star, which, again, I don't think he is, but you bring his name, his presence alone is powerful enough to get people to watch something like a home run derby. Now, you can go through some other players, too, on the Mets that maybe should have gotten an all-star. Because the Mets, they're in a situation where the Yankees, you have two clear-cut all-stars in Aaron Judge and Juan Soto. There's no doubt about it. I mean, Aaron Judge is just he's the best hitter in baseball, and Juan Soto's not too far behind it. I mean, there's no questioning those two at all. But with the Mets, if you have to pick one person, if there was someone to pick, it's not even Francisco Lindor. And I've heard this, people going, oh, Francisco Lindor is the guy because he's the true leader of the New York Mets. Francisco Lindor had just had a putrid first month of the season. And if you're taking this whole all-star scenario here and saying it's because of what you did the first half of the season, which we know is BS, because let's be serious, Trey Turner was hurt for most of it. He's on the all-star. He's a starting shortstop in the All-Star game. So it's not because of your production in the first half of the season. That's just not true. But Francisco Lindor had such a bad first month of the season, kind of carried into May, that he didn't deserve it either. If there was one person on the New York Mets that I think that deserves it, maybe two, you could definitely say Mark Vientos. And the reason why I say Mark Vientos is because what has he done since he's gotten called up? He's hit the ball. That's all he's done is hit the ball. His defense still needs to be worked on, but he's hit the ball. He has, if you look at Alec Baum, who's an all-star, how many home runs are they? They both have 11. He's had 150 at-bats, Mark Vientos, and Alec Baum has 330. He's 200 more at-bats than Mark Vientos, yet they both have the same amount of home runs. Their batting average is about the same. Their OPS is, I think, actually, Vientos is 900. Baum is about 824. Now, listen, again, 330 at-bats to 150. But Vientos has proven that he's hit. If you're going to pick one guy, give me the guy that's been made the most impact on this team. I'd like to give it to Francisco Alvarez, but he didn't play enough either. He just came back. But honestly, for the past 3 weeks, the Mets have been on fire. 4 weeks, the Mets have been on fire because of Francisco Alvarez.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
So I don't really know who picks and chooses the reserves. I know they say the players pick, the coaches pick, the managers pick, but they all got their head up their ass if they don't realize that most of these guys, they don't deserve it. And to be fair, none of the Mets should be going at all. If that's really what it should be, if it's who's deserving the most, who's the most deserving to get to the All-Star game, who's played the best this first half of the season, it's absolutely 0% of the Mets. None of them. There was a time where maybe Reed Garrett, when he was at the start of the season, he was just that, you know, pitching the lights out. Yeah, maybe him at some point in time. But that died off too. There is not one player that has stepped up in a way where I feel the need to give them an all-star, to nail them down as an all-star. I just don't. And to be fair, none of this really matters. Because in the end, it's all about the playoffs. And it's all about World Series. If the Mets and Yankees have a combined 4 All-Stars or a combined 2 All-Stars or a combined 15 All-Stars, does it make a difference if neither of them win a World Series? if they don't go deep in the playoffs, it doesn't mean anything. No one's going to remember 2024 for the year that Judge and Soto were in the All-Star game. I'm sorry. Or that Pete Alonso made his fourth All-Star game. No one's going to remember that. Nobody cares. It's about winning. And to be honest, I'm happy that Lindor has the time off. I mean, he might still get in as a reserve. There's still 7 days. I mean, half these guys don't end up showing anyway because who's hurt? Who just doesn't want to go? So it is what it is. But so Lindor might actually end up going anyway if he does get the votes or does get a last-minute nod. But I don't think he should go. Take the time off. It's been a rough start to the season. He had a terrible April. And he admitted to it, too. He's like, hey, you know, what does it take for you to make the All-Star game? He's like, have a better April. Then, listen, I'm glad he said it. We all know it. He was terrible. He was terrible. And the team was terrible. And pretty much everybody on this team was in the same boat, and they kind of all started to click around the same time, mid-May, June for sure. So I don't really understand how baseball continues to still throw people out there, throw all-stars out there. I get it. You have to do it. I know that you want to represent every team, but it's not necessary. It's really not necessary. You know? Kudos to one guy, though, a former Met, Seth Lugo, who gets his nod. I mean, you talk about another starting pitcher that the New York Mets have let go from their system and has been – I know he didn't have the best season in San Diego last year, but he's crushing it in Kansas City. And who knows? I mean, maybe he gets the nod to start the game. Who knows? But his numbers are that good. But Seth Lugo has earned that. And imagine Seth Lugo in this pitching rotation with the Mets right now. Imagine Seth Lugo being around with Sean Manai and Kodai Senga when he does come back healthy and Luis Severino. I mean, that's the type of guy you kind of need. Someone who's lockstep right now. I mean, he's 11-3. ERA is 2.21 in 19 games started. 110 strikeouts in 122 innings and a whip of 1.04. And I heard someone was saying, oh, this is not sustainable. It's not sustainable. Well, so far he leads the league in innings pitched and game started and ERA. So, Seth Lugo. Is that another Zach Wheeler kick ourselves in the ass type of thing? I mean, listen, he's a little bit older, 34 years old. Regardless. I digress. The New York Yankees, they got their two all-stars, Soto and Judge, and they were well-deserved. Clay Holmes did not need to be there. Neither did Pete Alonso. It's just a home run derby. But it doesn't make a difference. Come October, if you're not going deep in the playoffs, nobody cares. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Again, follow me at HoffWFAN. Like, subscribe, all that other stuff on this app. Do what you got to do. I'll see you guys tomorrow with Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata because I think they have a few things to talk about when it comes down to the Yankees deflating as always. Like, hey, by the way, before I go, can the Yankees stop pitching to Rafael Devers? How about that? Like, I keep on saying Aaron Judge, you know, maybe teams will start to take note. Don't pitch to Aaron Judge. The Yankees should take note. Stop pitching to Rafael Devers. Whether it's bases loaded, no one on, don't pitch to him. The guy tortures you every single game possible. That is, you have to start to learn from your mistakes. There's no more mistakes with Rafael Devers. Welcome. End of story. You can't lose games to the Boston Red Sox like that by Rafael Devers just basically giving you the middle finger. Cannot happen. All right. Listen, a lot to talk about tomorrow with BT and Sal. Again, like, subscribe, follow me at HoffWFAN. I'll see you guys later. See ya!
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.